And today, the Navajo Nation will hold its reservation-wide competition to decide who will represent the tribe at the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Facing off against the best spellers across the country is a big deal, no matter where you're from. But if you're raised on the Navajo Nation, where learning English is part of a painful past, competing in the Scripps Bee is a major accomplishment. From the Fronteras Desk in Flagstaff, KJZZ's Laurel Morales reports.
Parfait. That was the winning word for 12-year-old Brianna Hosting at the qualifying spelling bee in Tuba City last month.
Parfait. P-A-R-F-A-I-T.
Brianna, a 7th grader at Tuba City Boarding School, is a big reader. She likes science fiction and mysteries best. Still, she hadn't pictured herself in the Navajo Nation spelling finals.
I don't know, I just felt really happy. I didn't think I could make it that far.
Brianna's parents are both teachers. Her dad, Leslie Hosting, who is working on his graduate degree, says education is a top priority in their family.
In our culture, I mean, we have a quote that says, go, my son, go climb the ladder of education. You know, education is the way out.
The way out?
It's a way out of poverty.
Half of the tribe is unemployed. A third still lacks electricity. Many families don't have computers to download spelling words. In addition to poverty, students also may be struggling with language. In the late 1800s, during the American Indian Wars, thousands of Native children were forced to attend federally run schools, where the main objective was to wipe out Native culture. Teachers beat children and washed their mouths out with soap for speaking their language. It even happened here at the Tuba City Boarding School. A century later, these brutal methods were shut down. But Northern Arizona University professor Manley Begay says English has become the dominant language.
When you come from this historical trauma impact on language use, it's amazing that any Native child is actually competing in the spelling bee. And I think just because of the historical nature of language loss and assimilation that has occurred.
Begay says the whole, quote, kill the Indian, save the man assimilation philosophy has had a mounting impact on the Navajo tribe, beginning with his parents.
And then my generation, we've been exposed in a variety of ways with the remnants of the boarding school era, where at times whole families now don't speak Navajo or don't speak Native language because assimilation worked.
The majority of Native Americans in Arizona speak English at home, according to the latest U.S. Census numbers. But Begay says the English spoken on the Navajo Nation is a different dialect.
Navajo is very verb-based language, and English is very noun-based. It's a difficult language to decipher. There comes a time when individuals and families intermingle Navajo and English together. And I've heard some folks say Navalish, you know.
As far as literacy goes, bilingual education professor Jenny DeGroat says language plays a key role.
Our students, although they do speak English, they struggle a lot with academics.
DeGroat would like to see more bilingual Navajo children. Many Navajo parents either don't know Navajo well enough, or they were ridiculed for speaking it, or they don't see it as a useful language to pass on to their kids. Recent studies show many benefits to bilingualism, not the least of which is a greater sense of cultural identity. Seventh grader Brianna Hosting is exposed to the Navajo language from her aunts and uncle, but English is the primary language spoken at home. And English is her sole focus, at least until the spelling bee.
My fifth grade teacher, I go to her class every day after school, and I have a big binder full of words that she helps me pronounce, and we just go and look them up.
If Hosting wins the Navajo Spelling Bee, she'll go to Maryland for the Scripps National Spelling Bee at the end of May, where kids from all sorts of backgrounds will compete for the top speller trophy. Laurel Morales, KJZZ News, Flagstaff.